"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Election day. And don't vote if you're going to vote stupid. Stay home. But the rest of us have a shot at this, right? All progressives are asked to stay home. No Gascon votes, no Chemerinsky votes. You vote for John Hatami for district attorney or John McKinney. And vote against Measure HLA in the city of Los Angeles because that's a road diet. That's a road diet for the entire city. All the boulevards will shrink. And there'll be empty bike lanes everywhere. So you have to show up and vote today and fight off the bicycle nuts or the climate nuts or whatever nuts are powering this stupid idea. We have to fight stupidity. You can't just sit there. Let's talk now to Alex Stone. Alex Stone, I cannot believe this. But I knew this was going on. The LA Innocence Project has filed court documents. They want Scott Peterson to be cleared of his of the murder charges. He was convicted over 20 years ago of killing his wife and unborn son. I'm sure you know the case. And somehow this LA Innocence Project has decided that he didn't kill his wife and unborn son, and they're going to get a hearing before a judge in San Mateo County. Alex Stone is going to tell us about it. Alex.
Hey there, John. Welcome back. Yeah, so it had been unclear if the court was going to entertain anything involving this filing in January that we talked about a number of weeks ago. It's been 6 weeks since the LA Innocence Project filed in San Mateo County, saying that they had all this new evidence that that they believed that they should be able to see what evidence there was. They want discovery. They want to retest with DNA some of the bloody mattress found in a burned out van down the street from the Peterson home. And some of it had never been, at least if not tested, to connect it to Lacey Peterson. So they want to do that. So the question is, what was the court going to do? The case has been tried in front of a jury. Appeals have been denied for him for a new trial. The court could have said, this is all done, and essentially ignored the filing. Or the other option that could move it forward is, let's have a hearing. And that is now what we've got. They're going to have a hearing late last night. Found out a judge in San Mateo County set a new status hearing or status conference for the attorneys to come together Tuesday, a week from today at 9 a.m. Same courthouse where Scott Peterson was convicted 20 years ago. He'll be on Zoom from Mule Creek State Prison. His attorneys from the L.A. Innocence Project, they're going to be in person in front of Judge Elizabeth Hill. Peterson's family has continued to say he did not commit the crime, saying this.
Scott is in prison. He's been in prison for over 18 years for a crime he did not commit.
But over and over again, the courts have said, with some tweaks because of some jury issues and jury instructions where they changed his death sentence to life in prison, why he went to Mule Creek instead of being at San Quentin or whatever death row is now at this point, that but they said overall he got a fair trial and that he was convicted and would not get a new trial. But his attorneys have been saying at previous hearings, no, that this is a man who the evidence is out there. Well, now you got the L.A. Innocence Project, which, by the way, the overall Innocence Project is separating itself from the L.A. Innocence Project on this, saying that the overall Innocence Project has nothing to do with this, is not part of it, that they say L.A. is its own entity and that chapter is doing its own thing.
All right.
So they're not being supported overall.
Couple of questions. They're going to be testing a mattress they found where?
Well, we don't know if they're going to test it. We have to see what the court is going to say.
But they want they want to test it.
Yeah, this is a bloody mattress. There is still a cutting of it. The full mattress doesn't exist any longer, but they've got the bloody section of it. It was found in a burned-out van about a mile down the road from the Peterson home. The belief is that burned-out van is connected, and this is how it's always been believed, to a burglary at a home across the street from the Peterson family, either simultaneously or around the time of when Lacey Peterson went missing. Now, in 2004, Modesto police, you know, before body-worn cameras and everything else, said, we investigated that. There was no connection to the Peterson case. Move on. And as public and in the court, pretty much everybody said, well, police investigated it, move on. DNA was so was a different beast.
They don't have new evidence. They're just going on a fishing expedition with old evidence.
Well, yeah, essentially, it does seem, yeah, you're right. And there are a couple new things that they say that they've talked to this person, talked to that person. It was a long filing, hundreds of pages. But generally, most of it comes back to the burglary and to the burned-out van down the street. Now, if the court says, go ahead, test the DNA on there. It's never been tested to Lacey Peterson. And if the judge says go ahead and do it, and it comes back to Lacey Peterson, boom, blow the door open on this case, that somebody else was involved, that there was somebody other than Scott Peterson. If it comes back not Lacey Peterson, then it would seem the court would say, okay, case closed, we already tried this, we're done, move on. That's whatever the judge decides to do. The judge, she could decide, no, we're not doing any of this, and it's done at that point.
You familiar with the Kevin Cooper case?
I don't think so.
A guy who murdered a family back in the 1980s, and he was about to get executed, about 20 years ago, and then they suddenly stopped doing executions in California. Well, we covered that case for a lot of years, and it was the same thing. Whoever was the new defense attorney would always say, oh, we found a new hair. We found a droplet of blood. We found this. We found that. We have to test it. We have to test it. And so they kept having these new hearings and these new tests, new DNA. All of them were failures. And he's still on death row. Or he's going to die in prison. And it's a game that attorneys play.
It could be the exact same thing here. Now, the only thing that gives it some seems credibility, depending on whether the overall project is with it or not, that the L.A. Innocence Project is known for taking up cases that they successfully get overturned and that they have a history of it and only going after them when they feel that there is some credibility. So do they have that ability here will be the question. And
How would they? See, I mean, if that mattress has been around for 20 years, what makes them think it's going to turn up to be Lacey's blood? And that's the sister that's always speaking out on behalf of the family, right? Well, why when she goes, Scott didn't do this, how does she know?
Yeah, well, the claim that they're making as well, which we all knew when we covered the trial, is it was all circumstantial, that you could never put that he did it here in this manner, and this is how it went down. It was all very much based on his demeanor and generally where he was, and Amber Frey being involved. But I was talking to my uncle, who's a recently retired Alameda County Superior Court judge, and he said, Alex, he said, every murder case that we try, unless there is a witness, it is always circumstantial.
Well, yeah, and because so the murderers don't carry camcorders with them.
Yeah, well, and to that point, you know, he said, look, it makes a good headline, but that is how it always is. And I said, so, you know, Uncle Dick, what would you do if you were on this case? Because these are the cases that he tried for a long time. And he said, probably give it a hearing, just to say that, and this was a couple of weeks ago, that his guess would be, give it a hearing, make sure that you hear everything that needs to be heard, and then be done with it. And that may be what this judge does.
Shut him up.
Say, attorneys, come on in, tell me what you got, and then decide, you know what, a jury convicted him, the California Supreme Court has looked at his case, appellate courts have looked at his case, and he is still in prison and has not gotten a new trial. Case closed. Or maybe this judge is going to say, you know what, test that DNA, let's see where it goes.
All right, Alex, thanks very much.
You got it. Thanks, John.
Case has been haunting us for 20 years now. Alex Stone, ABC News, on Scott Peterson. Yeah, that what he quoted his uncle saying is right. Most murder cases back in those days, murderers didn't carry on camcorders. 50 years ago, they didn't carry around home movie cameras. Now, does anybody murder and they whip out their iPhone and record the murder? I mean, you know, occasionally you do get that happening, right? But 99.9% of the time, no, they don't. So you have to rely on, and you try to kill people without witnesses too. Especially when it's a personal killing, husband killing a wife. They're not going to do it at a public picnic or at church on Sunday, right? Of course, they're going to do it privately. So they could claim. I don't know when circumstantial evidence became this epithet. Oh, that's circumstantial evidence. Like, yeah, that's also known as evidence, proof. All right, coming up in New York, you know, they have no bail in a lot of cases. And we have that here in California as well. And there are a lot of people who go public and lie. That when you have no bail, it does not increase crime. That criminals, when they're let out no bail, do not go out and commit more thefts, for example. And that's what George Gascon always claims. He always claims that no bail does not lead to more theft. We've had liars like Bob Hertzberg, who was a state legislator who wrote a no bail law, and he came on our show. Bellowing that there's no statistical evidence that shows that crimes go up when you have a no bail policy. Well, yes, there is. And this is from the New York City comptroller named Brad Lander. And you're going to see how, no, I'm sorry. He claimed that hardly anybody released on bail gets rearrested. Well, there's a new study from John Jay College that has the truth. We'll get to it coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm going to have to punish myself later. John.
I don't want to know.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640. And we're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand, so you could listen to what you missed. This is election day, primary day. No on Gascon for DA. No on Chemerinsky for DA. Yes on John Hatami or John McKinney. You have to vote for one. And no on Measure HLA, which is the stupid road diet bicycle lane monstrosity. And I don't know. I don't think. And I also voted for Steve Garvey today. So yes on Steve Garvey. Get him in second place. At least, although the LA Times had him first place over those mental patients, Adam Schiff and Katie Porter. And they are mental patients. All right. I have a real personal interest in this because I have been lied to by elected officials on the air. It's one thing when they lie, you know, out in the ether somewhere. When they come on the show and lie, then they're on my shift list forever. We had this this boob Bob Hertzberg on the show a number of times, and he's been in the legislature for a long time, and he finally hit term limits, and then he lost running for LA County Supervisor, and he got obsessed with no bail, and he had several no bail bills even after the public voted to override a no bail bill in Sacramento, and they voted on a referendum to say yes, there's going to be bail, and he was still trying to push no bail. So he's one of those, okay? And the thing they do is they lie. They just flat out lie. They have fake statistics. Gascon does this with crime statistics. Mike Bonin would do it to justify his road diets. They'll make up anything. Your road diets, they'll say, oh, well, people are dying. Gascon is always claiming crime is actually down. Don't believe what you see with your own eyes. They are scam artists. They're charlatans. They're fakes, frauds, phonies. That's what they are. And Hertzberg was bad. Gascon is bad. And they always were full-blown no-bail fanatics. Well, this is really interesting. Because in New York City, they had that breed of politician as well. There was a New York City comptroller named Brad Lander. Because they have no bail in New York City. And it's been a disaster. And this Brad Lander had claimed in a report that only 1% of people released on bail were rearrested for a violent felony while their case is pending. And then you had the state Senate majority leader in New York, a woman named Andrea Stewart Cousins. Do not trust people with hyphenated names. She said the number was 2%. Okay, so one guy says 1%. Ms. Hyphenate says 2%. And Jim Quinn in the New York Post said, remember how the news media and progressive politicians repeated those numbers and claimed that bail reform was a success and had no impact on crime. But crime rose 30 to 40% after bail reform took effect. Bah, it's nothing to do with bail. Well, now there's a new study by John Jay College. The Data Collaborative for Justice. It's one of their departments. And they studied bail throughout New York State, excluding New York City, the suburbs, upstate New York. Now, the Data Collaborative for Justice have been strong supporters and cheerleaders for bail reform. They believe in no bail. And in fact, this study was supported by a philanthropic group that is pro-bail reform, okay? So you have a research unit of John Jay College, and the people who financed the study, they're all big no-bail. It's big no-bail crowd. Well, their study, and at least they were honest when they released the study. I guess they could have buried it. Their study showed that 66% of people released under bail reform were rearrested within 2 years of their release. Within 2 years, two-thirds of them get rearrested. 67% of defendants who had a recent prior violent felony in the last year were rearrested within 2 years. And almost half were rearrested for a felony. So it wasn't 1%. It wasn't 2%. It was 67%, and half were rearrested for a felony. Jim Quinn from the Manhattan Institute, the writer here, he analyzed New York City rearrest rates, 70% for people with prior records. Anybody charged with larceny, burglary, robbery, criminal contempt, the rearrest rate was 70%. And Bob Hertzberg came on our show and made it seem like it was zero. Gascon does the same thing constantly. You know what's interesting is no journalists ever, none of the local TV reporters, nobody from the lying El Segundo Times ever challenges him. He just outright lies. And the good TV reporter says, Gascon says that there's no evidence that no bail leads to increased arrests. In fact, he says it's only 2%. It's an outright lie. But, somewhere along the line, broadcasters stopped, or news people in the city and in the whole state, stopped investigating and finding the truth and just acted as public relations mouthpieces or stenographers for the public official. I mean, our taxes already pay for George Gascon's communications department. He has professionals who lie for him professionally. There's no need to have another layer of television and print reporters lying for him. In New York City, well, I got to take a break. More coming up.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurow Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Don't screw up. Don't screw up in LA County. No, vote out Gascon. No vote on Chemerinsky. Vote yes, John Hatami or John McKinney. Sorry. This is your last chance here. Gascon ends up back in office. Your fault. We're in charge. We get to decide how we're going to live. You have to vote properly. You have to change your vote. We had a reporter on from News Nation and earlier in the show, and she was interviewing a businessman who'd been broken into 22 times, and then their TV car was broken into while she was talking to the guy. And what crossed my mind as she was telling the story is, I wonder who this guy voted for. Got broken into 22 times, and then all his business neighbors, they were all upset, and they were telling the reporter about their stories about the break-ins. It's like, who did these people voted for? I mentioned earlier too, I was in a drugstore yesterday, and I was trying to buy some Tylenol and some Advil, and it was locked up behind a plastic case. I had to press the button to get the woman to come, and it takes a while to do that. And I even told the manager, I said, look, I can't come in here if I got to stand around and wait, you know, to get Tylenol. I mean, I want to go in, grab the thing, go out. And he goes, yeah, I know, but there's so much theft going on. You know, we have to do that. And it's like, you know what? You got to come up with another way. You can't have everything locked up. That's no, but I'm just order it online. Your business is going to be gone. You should have armed guards there in military fatigues. Try that. That'll scare away, because it's mostly low-level criminals, homeless goons. You could frighten those people away. The other option is vote differently. And that's what I told the manager at the drugstore. I said, people have to vote differently. So I voted differently today. Well, no, actually, I voted the same I always did. In fact, if everyone copies the way I vote, we wouldn't have most of these problems. So you've got to vote. And by the way, this is a low turnout election. So just a little bit extra, a little extra bump in the last few hours here could make all the difference and put Gascon in the political grave. A lot of the candidates are going to be bunched together. So let's just concentrate on one or two of them. Don't spread it out among 12 opponents. I was talking about a study that was done back east in New York City. One of these obvious studies, really. They found out that no bail leads to the same criminals over and over committing crimes. All right, because the progressive politicians lie and they tell you that no bail does not lead to increased crime. And this study from John Jay College proved, oh yeah, it does. One of the things in the story is that they discovered that 327 criminals in New York City committed an enormous number of crimes. 327 people committed 30% of all the shoplifting arrests in 2022. They were arrested an average of 20 times each that year. And there's no telling how many times they got away with shoplifting and didn't get arrested. So you follow that? If they had put 327 guys away, shoplifting goes down 30% in New York. And because you just use your eyes, right? Ever since they came up with no bail, Prop 47, what do you see on TV? You see guys in hoodies, masks, busting in 20, 30 at a time into Nordstrom's or in a jewelry store. And I've come to, in a lot of cases, not believe studies or not believe politicians lying about fake studies. You just use your own eyes. What do you think? You think crime is up or down? Just using your eyes. Same thing for years we've been told about how hunger is on the rise. People are going hungry all day. They're food insecure. They don't know which their next meal was coming from. And I used to say, I don't know. My eyesight tells me people are fatter than ever. Right? Is that what you see?
No comment.
There's more obese people around than ever before. And I said, I don't think hunger is the problem. I think eating too much is the problem. There's too much food out there. Well, look at this. According to this study, obesity is officially a bigger health threat worldwide than hunger. There is over a billion people who are too fat. Yes. 160 million children and 880 million adults have a weight that is so high that it classifies them as obese.
Well, it's your food choices.
America is often thought of as the most obese country in the world. But actually, China has, we have 140 million obese people. All of them are in Las Vegas. China has 200 million. India has 350 million. Obese Chinese.
A lot of rice.
We're only the 10th highest for men and 36th highest for women. Well, depends where you go. And places with the highest obesity are Tonga, American Samoa, Polynesia, Micronesia, Cook Islands. The obesity rate among adults went from 21% 35 years ago to 43% for women here in America. 16% 35 years ago for men. Now it went from 16 to 41. Wow. In just one generation, the obesity rate doubled. So close, it's soon it's going to be half the people are obese in this country.
Well, I can give you some advice.
What?
Go vegan. Eat more vegetables.
Why did I ask? You caught me off guard.
I know. I could tell.
Thought it was going to be something deeper than that. Well, it is true. You don't see too many fat vegans.
Well, I'm just saying if you eat a lot of vegetables and you don't have butter and all those, I don't know. I'm just saying.
You might want to life without dog. Butter is not worth living.
What?
No, it's not. Butter.
What do you eat? What food do you eat that you put butter on it?
Oh, English muffins, bagels,
steak.
I cook steak and butter.
Oh.
I put big hunks of butter on the frying pan.
Okay.
Do you like mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, yeah. Mm. With butter, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Everything, actually.
You could try olive oil or avocado oil.
I just read that olive oil fattens people up.
It's a good fat. It's like avocados. Mm. That's a healthy fat. It's a healthy food with healthy fat.
Now we have moral concepts on fat. Good fat, bad fat.
I'm just saying, you know what? You do you. I'm not trying to say that everybody needs to be vegan because I am. I'm just offering an alternative.
All right. You're very kind.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
There's one little TV clip I want to play because we've been talking so much about the election. I almost forgot. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as Occasional Cortex, is coming out of a Brooklyn movie theater. And a heckler demands that she calls what's happening in Gaza a genocide. And she's been generally supportive of the Palestinians, but has not actually described Israel's actions as a genocide. And this heckler starts yelling at Occasional Cortex. Play the clip.
You refuse to call it a genocide. In front of
I need you to understand.
It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. You're not actively against it.
You're lying.
I'm lying.
You're not.
You went on TV and avoided talking about it.
But what? You just now act against it. You just talk about what you're acting for political ways.
Why don't you tell us how
we're walking down the sidewalk.
We're not lying.
We're not lying.
You've been silent in interviews. It's insane. You haven't been calling it a genocide.
Do you have any comments?
You're going to cut it, and you're going to cut this, and you're going to clip this so that it's completely out of context. I already said that it was, and y'all are just going to pretend that it wasn't over and over again. It's f***ed up, man. If you're not helping these people, and you're not helping them.
You refuse to.
You're not helping them.
She doesn't sound like she's in Congress. It's effed up, man, and you're not helping. Sounds like a teenager having a hormone fit. Deborah, I was going to say.
Whatever.
Tim.
Thank you very much. When you call me Deborah, is it Deborah Mark or Deborah Colbelt that I remind you of?
Late at night when I yell Tim.
What a great treat for you, though. You get Deborah Colbelt at home and then Deborah Mark at work. You don't have to do a lot of memorizing.
No, it's
that's pretty cool.
The strain.
Yes. Mark Thompson will be here. He's at a doctor right now.
Well, good.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say I guess there's HIPAA rules that I can't encounter.
Yeah, I don't think you should be violating his federal privacy rights.
Okay. Well, it has. Okay. All right.
Is it the psychiatrist or?
I'll tell you if can we shut the mics off? Penile reduction.
Penile reduction?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, wait a minute, I thought you had that done last year. And he said, yeah, they didn't take enough off.
Sometimes it grows back. Is he donating the excess?
And here comes Robin. All right, Alex Michelson's coming on. It's voting day, John. You know, you got to get out there and vote.
Oh, I was there early. I was like 5 after 7. I was.
Oh, voting. You vote in person?
Yes.
Old school?
Yes.
Yeah. I vote by the mail. I trust everybody and everything.
You believe in the system.
Oh, yeah.
You're supportive of the system.
That's right, man. I throw it in the mail, and if it makes it, great. If not, what can you do?
I like people say, well, I got a text. It confirmed that they got it. It's like, oh, okay.
You know what? But
you got a text.
But here's why, you know, a lot of people call up and say, hey, you should be more political. You have a voice. There's a lot of people listen. And I always say this, Rush Limbaugh had 26 million people listening at the height of his career. Uh-huh. 26 million people a day, every day.
Yeah.
And he hated Obama, went after him for 3 hours a day, every day, and Obama won twice. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Because generally, a guy like him, you're talking to the people who already agree with you.
Right. And what am I going to do? Get a guy in Colton to change his vote? No.
No.
I'm not going to get anybody to change anybody's vote. Alex Michelson's coming on today. We'll talk about the voting that's going on out there. We got some pretty big races. The Proposition 1, we'll cover that as well. And then we have the smart freeway plan to improve traffic flow. We'll discuss that. And then the I didn't know what you were talking about, but now I get it. When they repave lanes in L.A., they've got to then reduce them and put the bike paths in.
Yes.
That's going to be the end of civilization.
Yes.
And it's going to be the end of also getting an ambulance to you before you die.
Yes.
That's going to be over.
So no on HLA.
Okay, no on HLA.
Or, you know, I don't think we should, I don't think everybody should vote. I think a lot of people should not vote ever.
That's the way it used to be.
Yeah, it's too stupid. I believe in taking away the right to vote from a lot of people.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Start with an IQ test.
Well, I don't know. I think that the younger generation, though, like my daughter who's 18 and her friends, man, they know all the issues and all the candidates. They know more than I do.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
But you hardly know anything. So that's
less than I do.
All right, Conway's next.
Big dog, buddy. Come on,
Thompson,
let's roll.
If his,
3 hours.
If the scar heals.
That's right.
And Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Carol Jean.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.